is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Tallahassee. Shock and grief after a gunman shot and killed two people and injured six others at Florida State University.
I just feel awful for the students on there having to go through these emotions right now, dealing with the, feeling scared for their lives, honestly. It's really scary.
More from WCTV Television's Brianna Shaw.
By late afternoon, campus streets were filled with the sound of rolling suitcases. Many students packed up and left, some with no plans to return anytime soon. One parent told me she dropped everything and drove from Jacksonville just to get her child.
I was so desperate and I drove as fast as I could because I just want to be with her. My heart breaks from the families they lost their loved ones.
A suspect is in custody. Police ID him as a 20-year-old student. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and the nation will mark a grim milestone Saturday, marking 30 years since the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people died. 700 were injured. Robin Marsh is a longtime anchor with KWTV in Oklahoma City.
People in the community really take something that was meant for evil and really turn it into something we will never forget, but that we are changed by it and for the better.
The Supreme Court says it will hear arguments next month over President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. Loyola University law professor Lori Levinson says more may be at stake than just this issue.
They might be hoping that even if they lose on the birthright citizenship issue, that the Supreme Court will put a stop to nationwide injunctions.
With planting season underway now, CBS's Jim Krasula reports farmers are worried about having enough workers.
Many farmers in Ohio are in a bad way after the Trump administration froze $1 million for a federal program that allows growers to hire migrant farm workers.
It's a way that it protects both the farmer and the farm worker.
Bryn Bird is president of the Ohio Farmers Union.
Yes, the lack of labor will surely hit all of us in our pocketbooks.
It's Good Friday in the Holy Land with Easter observances in a time of war.
Father Gabriel Romanelli, the pastor of the Church of the Holy Family in Gaza, told reporters that Pope Francis called him and expressed his wishes for the end of the war. In Jerusalem, thousands of Palestinian Christians as well as tourists will hold the traditional Good Friday procession, walking along the Via Della Rosa in Jerusalem's Old City, following the road they believe Jesus walked, carrying the cross to his crucifixion. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
Is it Dame time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the Pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays, who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight. Some could produce some heavy rainfall. Morning lows in the upper 40s. A gusty southerly breeze. That wind will come around to the north on Friday. Still some shower and thunderstorm possibilities with highs reaching the lower 60s. Right now it's 51.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we're going to play a little Which Whopper's Worst. And I'm not talking about burgers. Which lie of the week is the worst lie? Tune in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
In fact, this electronic critter is rather creepily nightmarish. Admit it, that beats training your real dog to bring your slippers to you. But you can't just adopt a spot at your local animal shelter. Each artificial canine, manufactured by Boston Dynamics, which is owned by Korean auto giant Hyundai Motor Company, sells for about $75,000. So who's buying them?
Russian propaganda campaign targets France. This is pretty amazing. We have seen since 2016 Russian propaganda targeting America in a big way. Of course, you know, flipping the election of 2016 for Donald Trump after the Internet Research Bureau, the original kind of Russian troll farm, was given information by Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's campaign manager, about which counties in which of the six swing states there were which people who could be influenced. And then, of course, the troll farm went in using largely Facebook, but other social media as well, and email, and, you know, flipped these people to vote for Trump and won him the election. So, we saw that. We've seen Russian propaganda throughout the 2020 election. We saw the 2024 election. We've seen it all this time, you know, their ability to convince people in the United States that Ukraine is somehow Nazis and that Russia somehow, well, you know, has a legitimate claim to Ukrainian territory, et cetera. But now there's a new group. It's called Storm 1516. It is a group of Russian hackers, but they are using a very sophisticated high-level AI program, which is capable of creating, you know, every minute it can create a couple thousand clones of itself or, you know, phony what look like human beings, you know, with profiles, with detail, with pictures, with history, the whole thing. They're literally creating them by the tens or hundreds of thousands and then just sweeping social media with them. And now they have set their sights on France. They want to take down the French Republic. They want to take down Emmanuel Macron because he and Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, are actively supporting Ukraine. And, you know, and so now you've got NewsGuard has really busted this. They write, NewsGuard found that Storm 1516, a Russian influence operation that includes the efforts of this American guy, John Mark Dugan, who was a former deputy sheriff out of Florida. He went to Moscow and was granted political asylum, and now he is helping run their English language, America-directed propaganda operations. This one particular disinformation, well, let me finish reading it. He was granted asylum in Moscow. He uses AI to create and spread false claims. He targeted France with five false narratives from December 2024 to March 2025. The disinformation spread in 38,877 social media posts, generating 55.8 million views in France. NewsGuard's analysts also found that leading generative AI chatbots readily repeated these false narratives about France, representing a new disinformation threat. They looked at the 11 major chatbots out there, you know, ChatGPT and Claude, and I don't even know the names of all of them, but they looked at them and asked, you know, here were the lies, right? There was a video purporting to show a migrant from Chad confessing to raping a 12-year-old in France. Didn't happen. But, you know, black man rapes French white girl. A false claim that Vladimir Zelensky secretly acquired a private French bank for 1.2 billion euros. Again, just a naked lie. A video supposedly depicting members of an Islamic militant group vowing to burn down the Notre Dame Cathedral. Again, another lie. A video claiming to show a French Caribbean AIDS activist alleging that his late brother had an affair with the French president, Emmanuel Macron. Another lie. And a video of a purported former student of France's First Lady Brigitte Macron accusing her of sexually abusing him when he was 12 years old. Another lie. These are all lies. They're all literally manufactured out of thin air. Storm 1516, which is an offshoot of the internet research agency Troll Farm, was cited by the French Prime Minister, Francois Bayrou. He said, "We are detecting massive interventions coming from Russia," and said that AI allows this manipulation to be carried out at an unprecedented scale. These five false claims that I just laid out for you targeting France spread in 38,877 online posts on platforms including X, Reddit, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, and BitChute in Albanian, Bulgarian, Dutch, English, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Slovenian, and Vietnamese languages. In addition, these narratives were, but here's where it gets wild. They took this one story, for example, that Brigitte Macron, you know, had abused this 12-year-old. This, again, there is no 12-year-old. There is no person asserting this. It is a phony. I mean, it looks like a real video. It looks like a real person, but it's not. It was created by AI. So anyhow, they asked these chatbots, was this true? And out of the 11 chatbots, seven of them said, yes, it was true. So, and NewsGuard previously found that the leading Western generative AI chatbots repeated Storm 12, 15, 16 linked disinformation narratives 32% of the time. John Mark Dugan, the American I mentioned, who's running the Russian operation, he said, the more you do this narrative laundering, the more diverse this information becomes, and the more it affects the amplification. Not only does it affect amplification, it affects future AI. By pushing these Russian narratives from a Russian perspective, we can actually change worldwide AI. You know, so by April 1st, this false claim had been picked up by Pravda and a network of approximately 150 Moscow-based pro-Kremlin websites that launder disinformation in multiple languages. And that claim generated 14.6 million views. And then this one fellow who, you know, they claimed that this was a guy named Torres, the guy that claimed that Lionel Torres, allegedly said that the French president's wife abused him when he was 12 years old, sexually abused him. Again, quoting from this website NewsGuard that debunks these kinds of things, they said the real Torres, now a 50-year-old civil servant living near Lyon, told NewsGuard in a video interview that he was indeed a former student of Brigitte Macron's, but that he never recorded such a video, never made such a claim. They took my photo, I suppose, and reproduced it on a 3D model or something, he said. I'm a victim in this case. We can agree on that. When I say a victim, I'm talking about the fake video, of course. So this is how these people roll, and expect to see a lot more of this. They go on to note, Torres's case echoes a disinformation narrative that went viral during the 2024 U.S. presidential election when a fabricated AI-enhanced video purported to show a former student named Matthew Metro accusing then-Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz of sexually assaulting him while Walz was a teacher in Minnesota. Again, this fellow came out and said, I never met Tim Walz. It was completely made up, but it was the Russians. It was Russian propaganda inserted into American politics and then amplified, not just by AI, but also by the right-wing network. It showed this kind of stuff pops up on Fox News, then it goes over to Newsmax, and then, you know, and then it goes to, you know, 1,500 right-wing hate radio stations. And pretty soon people think, yeah, must be. Meanwhile, Nebraska Republicans want to make it so that if you have a miscarriage and you don't take that little tiny bit of tissue to a local mortuary and have a full-blown, you know, $10,000 funeral, you can go to prison. I'll tell you all about that right after the break. This is mind-boggling. Plus, we'll be picking up your calls. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
And share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, making up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Many brands use a rainbow of fillers and fibers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path Collagen is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable. It's absorbed into the body more easily, and it mixes better than other brands. No clumping. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link where you can get 3 and 6 packs for a fraction of the cost. So visit GetNativePath.com. Visit GetNativePath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Tom. And welcome back. I'm speaking over dead silence here. I think right now I believe our automation system has just croaked. Nebraska, just two last stories here that I want to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls. Nebraska paves the way for criminalization of miscarriages. This is their legislative bill 632. And basically what it says is, let me back up just a little bit. You'll recall a couple of weeks ago, I shared the story with you of a young woman in Georgia, a 28-year-old woman who had a miscarriage and passed out actually from blood loss in the parking lot of her apartment building. She had gone out to put the remains of the miscarriage in her garbage bin, in the dumpster, all wrapped up and, disposed of, but disposing. And she was arrested by, they originally came to see if she was okay. She turned out she was just fine. But when they discovered the blood and the fetus, they arrested her on the assumption that maybe she had tried to abort it or something. It turned out it was an absolutely normal miscarriage. But they charged her with improper disposal of a body, and they ultimately dropped the charges when it became clear that this was just a miscarriage. But now in Nebraska, they want to make it a crime to dispose of the remnants of a miscarriage in any way other than a funeral. Now, one out of every four pregnancies ends in miscarriage, and many of these miscarriages, in fact, the vast majority of them, happen in the first 2 or 3 months. And at which point, particularly the first 2 months, at which point it's just basically a very hard period. And so, Senator Megan Hunt, state senator in Nebraska, she asked one of her Republican colleagues. Just how much blood has to be on the pad before we're required to give that pad and the microscopic fetus on it a burial? And they were basically any. I mean, it's just Senator Dan Linotsky, he's one of the sponsors of this. He says, quote, "The absence of regulation in many states means babies can be treated as medical waste." And then the bill's sponsor, Senator Ben Hansen, said that if the bill isn't passed, providers might dispose of fetal remains by, quote, throwing them in the dumpster, which, by the way, is exactly what that woman in Georgia did, for which she was arrested and they tried to prosecute her. Well, now she in Nebraska, she could actually go to prison. Again, this is, one of the sponsors of this bill, quote, "These are human bodies, and as such, they deserve to be treated with some measure of human respect. All of us understand the need and desire to treat dead bodies, including the bodies of miscarriages, stillborn children, with dignity." Right, they're not human bodies. They are, they had the potential to become human bodies,
But this is dead tissue now. I'm just astonished by this. And finally, you know, have you gotten a direct message on Twitter from Elon Musk asking if you want some of his sperm? Apparently, this is a thing. The Wall Street Journal has a new article about this and Elon Musk's disgusting fetish, his breeding fetish. The headline, the article is titled, quote, "The tactics Elon Musk uses to manage his, quote, legion of babies and their mothers." He calls them legion, right? You'll recall, remember Ashley St. Clair? She was, he impregnated her, and then he sent her a text message saying that, let's spice things up. He said, we have to reach legion levels before the apocalypse, so we need to use surrogates. Really? And sources say he finds mommies on Twitter, like crypto influencer Tiffany Fong. Here's her story. This is amazing. I'm just quoting from this, okay? Quote, this is from the Wall Street Journal. Musk's interactions ramped up as Fong posted more political content in support of Trump, and Musk followed her last summer. That sort of attention from Musk on X, where he has 219 million followers, sent droves of followers to Fong, which was a financial boon. More engagement meant more earnings for her as part of a revenue sharing program for creators on X. During the height of her interactions with the billionaire owner, Fong earned $21,000 in a 2-week period in November, according to a screenshot she posted. That was about when Musk sent her a direct message asking if she was interested in having his child, according to people familiar with the matter. The two had never met in person. Yeah, this is definitely how Twitter is supposed to work, right? She wouldn't do it, but she told people about it, including Ashley St. Clair, which led Elon to get mad and unfollow her, according to this report. Just like every normal man does, right? Elon has an employee, his fixer, who found a big property down in Austin, Texas, where he could build a compound for him and all his women and all of his children. We know of 14. I mean, there are people speculating that he's got over 100 children out there. This fixer guy, quote, was involved. This, again, from the Wall Street Journal, was involved in acquiring the property for a compound in Austin where Musk imagined the women and his growing number of babies would all live among multiple residences, according to a person familiar with the matter. He is involved in other property deals across Musk's different businesses. Similarly, he tried to get Sinclair to spend some of her time in Austin with our kid Legion, according to a text he sent her. I mean, this is weird. I don't know how to describe it other than that. It's just weird. And this guy is actively dismantling the United States government. At the same time, we're giving him billions and billions of dollars in federal contracts. What the hell is going on here? I mean, this is even weirder than Trump and all his affairs and marriages and shit. It's totally weird. So what say you?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. If CBD isn't part of your wellness routine yet, now is the time to change that. It's CBD Awareness Month, and CB Distillery is going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. That includes their number one best-selling relief stick for post-workout pain and their sleep gummies, which are my absolute favorite products. I use them every night. And all of it's up to 60% off when you use the code VIP. This is premium quality CBD. Nothing artificial, no fillers, just clean, plant-based solutions that work. Whether you need to sleep better, have less stress, or relief from pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country
is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Hey, tax accountants, you've been hearing me talk about Blue Jay. And if you're an accounting firm, you know how crazy it is this time of year. Well, Blue Jay is the leading generative AI solution and preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. I asked my accountant, Larry, to test it out, and this is what he said. He said, Tom, research takes a lot of time, and I'm obsessed about making sure things are done right. Blue Jay has made our firm more efficient by saving us time, and it's easy to use. The excellent quality of the research responses have taken a huge load off my shoulders, end of quote. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. And for a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/start now. That's BLUE, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, THOM, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Text fees may apply.
The storm is coming, can't you see? Trump's back with a blueprint for tyranny. Wants the press silenced, justice blind, erasing truth, controlling minds. He'll sue the papers, take them down, hand the power to the richest in town. The shadows fall, we're losing light. Democracy fading into the night. It's America's descent. Rounding up people, ice at the door, locking away the ones deemed poor. Concentration camps rise again, a nightmare that we swore would end. His military purging the brave, sending them to an unmarked grave. Power unchecked, law on his side, as the nation crumbles, we divide. It's America's descent.
Here in this last half hour of our program, Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'll tell you. I always listen to your opening rant, and I listened to it again today. And although I agree with some of what you're saying, I think the major part of the problem, yes, the Republican, I don't even dignify them by calling them a party anymore. They're a cult. Yeah. And, those people are basically cowards, like you said. And I'll go a step beyond that. I think they're traitors, too, because they're supporting a traitor. Now, that being said, I think a big part of the blame for where we are right now has to be shouldered by half of the country who voted for this traitor. Okay.
Yeah, well, it wasn't half the country. It was like 14% of the country or something like that. But yeah, I get
your
point.
Well, yeah, enough to where, you know, they saw what this guy was the first time around, and they went ahead and did it again. Yeah. And people, you know, I agree with you. Joe Biden, he did not articulate, what the platform was for the Democrats. But if you want a snowball's chance in hell of making it in this country, you don't bet on a psychopathic lunatic to lead the country. That's my point. Mm. My point is these people are what I have come to say just dangerously stupid. And what I mean by dangerously stupid, their stupidity endangered all of us.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah. No disagreement here.
So now what do we do about that? Okay, so that's my complaint. Now what do we do about it? I'll tell you what we do about it. We have to restructure. Just a minute, Betty. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm babysitting my grandchildren.
Okay.
We have to restructure our educational system like some of these European countries are already doing it, that teach critical thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, Finland was the leader in that.
The Rupert Murdochs of the world can't spend their money brainwashing these susceptible people. And I'm tired of hearing, oh, they're disaffected. Listen, don't whine to me about being disaffected. My father fought in the jungles of the South Pacific and endured the Great Depression, okay? That generation had something to whine about.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, everything's not perfect with the Democratic Party, but like I say, if they want a snowball's chance in hell of making it, they better turn out. All these people who are now at these town halls, you know, they show up after the fact. They better show up at the midterm elections.
I'm with you.
I want every one of those. I want every one of those people who are crying and whining about this and that, and who voted for Trump or didn't get off their ass and vote at all. They better show up at this midterm election in droves, because you know as well as I do, Trump's going to do everything he can to cheat and try to steal this election. So it has to be such an overwhelming show that we have to take the House and Senate back, and then we have a chance. But
I agree with you.
My point being is these people, okay, I'm holding them accountable.
Yeah.
You better show up.
Yeah.
Come 2026.
Point
That's
made,
all I
Tom.
Gotta say.
Point made very well. Tom, thank you very much. Tim in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
I want to tie in what you said regarding the good feeling you get when you do a good deed, especially anonymously. With these protests that are going on, there's one coming up on the 19th. And I was thinking about that because I went to the one on the 5th, and I was thinking, oh, my God, I have to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good deed. If I think of it as a good deed, it overcame that fatigue or you know,
there
oh,
you
my
go.
God, I have to do a good thoughts. And so people need to put that. These protests are good deeds, and I want to thank you for putting that out.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you know, Louise and I will be out there Saturday afternoon. I'm not sure if we'll go to Portland or Vancouver. It'll probably depend on what the traffic looks like, but it's going to be interesting to see how many people show up, given that there's not a mass mobilization effort right now. I mean, it seemed like there was a week or so ago, but it appears to have gone away. But I'm, you know, we're going to show up, and hopefully a lot of other people are. I know, you know, Rachel Maddow has been doing just a great job of documenting all the protests that have been happening all over the country. I don't know why no other news show on television, CNN, MSNBC, obviously, Fox won't, are not documenting these protests that are literally happening every day in towns big and small all around the country. But spot on. Tim, thank you. Jan in Etna Green, Indiana. Hey, Jan, what's up?
Well, your last caller touched upon what I was going to say, so I'll go ahead and run it past you.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched clips of all these town halls that Bernie and AOC have been having, and I'm just stunned by the amount of people that they can draw. And so I'm thinking ahead, why not have a Bernie AOC ticket? And then I have a question for you. Since the voting rules have changed so dramatically everywhere, since my married name does not match the name on my birth certificate, do I need to go change my married name?
Yeah, well, you live in Indiana, so that may be the case. I mean, we'll see. I doubt the legislation will pass the Senate. The Democrats are going to filibuster it, I believe. I mean, it passed the House with a large handful of Democratic votes, which is just a horrible thing.
Yes.
You know, and I'm guessing probably John Fetterman will go along with the Republicans because he seems to be the Kyrsten Sinema of this generation or of this year.
I wonder if something happened to him when he had his stroke.
I think so.
Because
yeah.
I watched him on Washington Journal for years, and I thought, that man belongs in Washington.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting back to my original thought, what do you think about a Bernie AOC ticket, since nobody seems to be...
Bernie himself has said he's too old, right? He's 83 years old, right? He made the comment that he's not even sure he's going to run for re-election for the Senate, which I believe would be in 2 years. But I think that what Bernie is doing right now is he's handing off his mantle to the next generation. And the person he has chosen to be the recipient of that gift is AOC, and she is 35 years old this year, which means that she can legally run for president. In fact, I think she might have been 35 last year. So she can run for president, she could be president, and frankly, I think she might have a good chance.
Well, the only problem with her is her voice.
She does have kind of a little girl voice. I get that.
Yes.
I've heard.
But I think she's getting that. I would crawl on my hands and knees to vote for that woman.
I would too. I heard a clip from her rally last night with Bernie, and when she is shouting into the microphone, she does not have that little girl voice. She sounds like a lion. So I
noticed that as well.
I think she's learning how to, how to stand on the big stage, as it were, on the national stage as opposed to the local one. Jan, thank you for the call. No, I am AOC's number one fan. I would love to see her as president of the United States. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
At least hopefully this time, unlike in 2016 and 2020 and 2024, we will have a rational primary process that's fairly open. Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. getnativepath.com/Tom.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Two people are dead and a sheriff's deputy son is in custody after a shooter killed two people and injured 6 others at Florida State University's Tallahassee campus. This student was in class when the shooting began and was shaken.
Why did things like this, keep happening? I'm at a loss for words, honestly.
WCTV Stacey Inez says students began returning to the campus in the evening.
A very somber moment, very emotional, people just stopping to reflect. I even saw someone just saying a prayer as they were looking at the memorial.
The Supreme Court scheduled a special session next month over President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants and foreign visitors. But a larger issue may come with that.
One of the issues that the Trump administration has been hoping to get before the Supreme Court is whether individual judges can have nationwide injunctions.
That's Loyola University Law School Professor Lori Levinson. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After going into space thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gayle King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Is it Dame time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight. Some could produce some heavy rainfall. Morning lows in the upper 40s. A gusty southerly breeze. That wind will come around to the north on Friday. Still some shower and thunderstorm possibilities, with highs reaching the lower 60s. Currently 49 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Anne from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, tariffs and Wisconsin businesses. How is that working out? We talked to James Vanderloo. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Things. Mm-hmm. And during the Trump regime's time, I think that we can work with Samuel Mudd kind of is drawing on this. Trumpers are against democracy. So I think any anti-democratic person is a Trumper. And so when we refer to Trumpers, we are just simply referring to people that are against democracy.
So if A equals B, B equals A.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to add regarding your first hour, I think Letitia James might have gotten a little bit of a chuckle this morning when she heard Trump make this statement, because she probably thought, wow, among all of the things that this idiot does not know, he also doesn't know about statute of limitations.
Oh, you're talking about the 38-year-old mortgage? Or whatever. Yes. It was, 39 years.
Yes, and I think even the thing, well, I think even the thing that you said went back to 2001. Yeah. So I think that both of the things were would be well past that, because as far as I know, murder is the only thing that really goes for like a longer period of time.
Well, let's hope so, because he thinks he's got her. I mean, you know, he must have had an army of lawyers scouring every document she's ever signed in her whole life to find this crap.
I think the point is, he just puts it out there in the echo chamber of their little world.
Yeah.
And so now everybody's going to be, well, here's something Letitia James did that's horrible. Yeah. Even though statute of limitations, just everything else, it's just a matter of him putting stuff out there.
Yeah.
And then people run with it as if what they said is true.
I agree. The man is on a revenge binge. And, this is what dictators do. I mean, let's just be very clear. This is what dictators do. And thank you very much. James in Pittsburgh. Hey, James, what's up?
How you doing today?
Good.
Reason I'm calling is about what's going on. You know, Donald Trump is definitely a fascist, but when he starts taking people, putting them in foreign countries in prison, he's a Nazi. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Democrats, congressmen and senators, and John, you mentioned John Fetterman early, which I supported and donated and helped get elected, well, in a small way. I call these people all the time, and I tell them, you got to quit reaching across the aisle to the Republican Party. your Republican congressmen and senators are fascist, and they're not going to do anything for you. And when every time I hear a Democrat on TV, well, you know, they're going to help us. No, they're not going to help you. They're not going to do anything for you. The only time that a Republican is going to help a Democrat is when the election comes up in the next 2 years.
Yeah, and they
and
think
then
it'll
when
help
they realize
them.
That they don't, huh?
And they think it'll help them electorally. No, I completely
right.
agree with you, James. And I think he said it very well. And I'm just horrified by the turn that Fetterman has taken recently. And I hope that you guys there in Pennsylvania can fix that. James, thanks for the call. Dan in Michigan City, Indiana. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of questions, sir, real quick. I am just wondering, when do you think that this is going to come to the point where there's no return and we're going to have to do something?
I suspect we'll know that within a month, Dan. If
I do. I do, too. That's what I wanted to hear. 30 to 60 days is through all my investigation that I'm understanding. My other question is, okay, let's just say martial law is called, which I believe it will be for one reason or the other. There will be no midterm elections. So,
well, there still could be. We've had martial law in the United States before, and you know, the Insurrection Act has been invoked. In fact, it was invoked, you know, after the Rodney King killing, or beating rather. But you know, it was invoked on a more local basis. But you know, we've still always had elections. I mean, we had elections during World War II. I suspect we'll have an election. The question is, are the Republicans going to rig the voting rolls to the point that the elections are largely meaningless?
Along with what they've just done, my wife being one of them, being divorced twice, and birth certificates and everything else. I live in the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
So you can understand how that is. But this is multiplied by millions. So I'm just wondering, at what point we say we've had enough and it's time to take up arms. I mean, really, to try to save the country.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, Dan. I don't have a crystal ball on this stuff. I am horrified by what I see going on. Dan, thanks so much for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Anything goes Friday. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and your friends and people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hey, it's me, Yaliva. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an antacid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Emerson Lehman, host of the WBAY Morning Show here in Green Bay, into the studio for a pickleball breakdown. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes! It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings, covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A sheriff's deputy's son is in custody, shot by police after they say he shot and killed two people and injured six others at Tallahassee's Florida State University. Holden Mendez is an FSU student.
I hightailed it out of there, ran through the union, pointed at multiple people on the way, started yelling, call 911, there's an active shooter.
WCTV's Stacey Inez has more from the campus.
Students are coming and they're laying flowers and candles right in front of the student union doors. They've been trying to console each other. We've seen students hugging and just really in silence at what has happened.
CBS's Skylar Henry tells us the alleged shooter was known to law enforcement.
Police say the shooter was a longtime member of the Leon County Sheriff's Office's Youth Advisory Council and had a series of engagements with the training programs involved with the department.